Welcome back, folks. It's another episode of the Watchers Podcast.
No, I'm saying.
My name is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. I'm Clay.
Hey, Clay.
And as Tyler just said, we are the Watchers.
Yeah.
This is a Marvel podcast. We're talking all things Marvel. We're talking the movies, we're talking the specials, and we're talking the shows, of course. We're going to give our comments, questions, and concerns, and maybe even answer a couple of your guys' questions. Maybe. We're going to see about it, of course.
Yeah.
So tell me, Tyler, what are we covering in today's episode?
Well,
not quite,
but we're going to be here pretty soon.
Pretty soon.
We're finishing out the trilogy, and we finished Deadpool, and now we're on to Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2.
And pretty soon we'll hit the baby girl here.
Sure will.
Yeah. But I'm very excited to talk about this film.
I am as well.
It's really interesting watching this movie. I kind of watched it, I would say, halfway. Watched Deadpool 3, Deadpool Wolverine, and then this one.
Yeah.
So it was a little interesting, but there's a lot more references that I noticed in this movie that tag along. There's no spoilers, but tag along into Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
So it is kind of nice to get those little callbacks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm really excited to talk about this one.
I am as well. And to kind of piggyback what you were just saying, it's really nice that we are covering the Deadpool trilogy going into this because they were so fresh in my mind. So pretty much every little thing that maybe if you haven't watched Deadpool in a little while, you maybe would miss.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're so fresh in our mind, I was like, oh, that's a good night. Like, oh, that was cool. Like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
So it was cool.
And it was funny because I watched it halfway.
Yeah.
And then we watched Deadpool and Wolverine. Mm-hmm. So I think I got like half of the references.
Yeah.
And then I finished the movie and I was like, oh, yeah.
There's another one.
There's another one.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, we got some facts and stats for the people.
Okay.
So we're going to start it off with the budget and the gross. We're looking at $110 million for the budget and $785 for the gross. $85 million. Not just dollars.
That'd be rough.
That'd be a rough return.
That's another great profit for
Great
Deadpool.
Profit. Looking at about seven times.
Yeah.
A little bit over.
The first one was really big, wasn't it? You said it was like
13 times.
13 times.
Yeah, because it was like a $58 million budget.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insane. So pretty much doubled their budget for this.
Oh, yeah.
And stayed $3 million more in the gross, which, you know, nothing to scoff about.
Yeah. I'm really curious to see, because we had a little side bet going on, mm-hmm. and I think we might get that answer in the next episode.
Definitely will.
If the Deadpool Wolverine will go
over. Oh, I don't know if we will. We might not, because I think it masses the total theatrical run.
Mm.
So, Merrick, I don't know if our recording's going to sync up to when it's done in the theaters, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it might be close.
I'll check it, and if it's over, then it's over. Like we're
because
like,
I mean, you'll hit the facts and stats here pretty soon. But it had a great opening weekend.
It did.
I wonder if we'll be able to because we had a bet where I said over 900 million. He said under 900 million. I think this movie's gonna hit a billion for sure, but we'll see.
It's on the right track.
It's on the right track.
So
that's for sure.
A couple facts for everybody.
Yeah.
That's listening. First one being that Josh Brolin actually signed a 4-movie deal to play Cable. Just kind of want to put that out there because we've only seen him the one time.
Interesting.
So
I had a question about that in my notes as well. So,
well, we got some stuff.
That is very, very interesting.
Yep. And then Julian, this is kind of like a funny one, but Julian Dennison, a.k.a. Russell, a.k.a. Firefist, was only 15 years old when this movie was released, which made him ineligible to watch the movie that he starred in his home country of New Zealand because of the rated R-16 law.
But he probably watched it.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. He went to, like, you know, screenings.
I'm sure Ryan Reynolds snuck him into a theater.
I'm sure. You know? But that's what the rumor mill was
saying. That's pretty funny, yeah.
Next one being that Brad Pitt was paid the minimum amount per the Actors Guild and a Starbucks coffee to play the Vanisher. And he also said that in the contract that he wanted Ryan Reynolds to hand deliver him the coffee.
Only right.
I agree.
Only the right thing to do.
Yeah.
That's hard work right there.
That's
you have to get on set.
The whole thing. You gotta act like you're being shocked.
Maybe get a little haircut.
Yeah, something.
You know.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, how do you make him just, you know, invisible the whole time?
Exactly.
That's hard.
That's tough. Especially Brad Pitt. It's a tough man. It's not John Cena over here.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a natural.
That would have been perfect, actually.
That would have been
a great cameo.
That would have been a really good cameo.
Oh, wow. Damn. Missed opportunity.
You're kind of cooking already. and then the last one here before we jump right in is that this was the ninth top grossing movie of 2018. One being Infinity War, $2 billion. Two being Black Panther, $1.3 billion. And number three being Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, $1.3 billion.
Wow.
So.
That's actually really interesting. I also saw something that, because Fox News is kind of, Fox News. Fox was kind of a little, like, annoyed with Disney mm-hmm. buying them out.
Mm-hmm.
So they purposely put this movie in between Infinity War and Endgame.
Yeah.
So that probably knocked down a couple hundred mil for this movie.
Oh, yeah.
So that's yeah. Kind of a bummer. Because I pretty you said the first Deadpool movie was 8, right? 8 on grossing?
Like highest where,
grossing
where,
movie, yeah.
Where it ranked?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah, but that was also 2016.
Okay.
So, you know, different.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But I feel like this movie, I feel because the how good the first Deadpool movie yeah. went, I think it's almost the same amount of profit.
It is. Yeah, it was $3 million more.
So yeah.
It is. It makes me curious for sure. But like if it was released at a later time, an earlier time, or like something like that.
Either right before Infinity War, mm-hmm. they put it right in between. I think that's good, though. I think that's actually a good thing.
I think it kind of was good, too. Kind of bridged, not necessarily bridged the gap between the two movies, but like kept us afloat,
yeah.
you know, for the like, fans.
There's nothing going on besides... Yeah. Actually, it's
you're just waiting.
Between the whole year, so they're not going to get top three, but, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. I believe it's also the, what, third highest rated R film? Fourth, maybe? I think it was 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm. So, I think you put that in the first...
I believe so. One is Joker, two is Oppenheimer. Is 3 Deadpool 2? I think 3 might be Deadpool 2, and then 4 is Deadpool 1.
Deadpool
I might,
1?
I think
or
so.
Or flipped?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I know Deadpool 2 got more.
Oh,
so.
Wait, I don't even remember Oppenheimer being rated R.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a sex scene.
There is a
Florence
sex scene.
Pugh.
Florence Pugh. What's her name? Yelena. Yelena was in Oppenheimer, guys, if yeah. you guys want to see her.
She's a commie.
Mm-hmm.
With all that being said... My friend, are you ready for the act of number one?
I am ready for the act of number uno.
Are the people ready for act of number one? The crowd's electric. Bang! That was fire. The movie opens with some jokes about Wolverine as Deadpool tries to blow himself up. We get a flashback to 6 weeks ago where Deadpool has been busy killing a lot of bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
We find out that Deadpool has been chasing Sergei Valanovskiy, super Russian, so I know I butchered it, for unknown reasons
great job.
At that time.
I would have butchered that.
I just kind of full sent it. I was yeah. just like, I'm going to stumble on my words, don't know.
Yeah.
Vanessa tells Deadpool that the baby-making factory is open for business, so Deadpool makes dessert as they discuss baby names.
Todd.
I will never... have our baby named Todd. Deadpool's apartment is ambushed, but Deadpool is able to defend Vanessa and himself from all the bad guys except one. We ended up shooting Vanessa, and we find out that the shooter was Sergei.
Yep.
Yeah. Dealing with grief, he heads back to Blind Al's place, and she gives him a pep talk, which leads him into blowing himself up. Deadpool sees Vanessa, but he isn't able to get near her, and she tells him that his heart is not in the right place.
Mm.
Colossus comes to Deadpool's home and brings him back to the X-Men Manor. We meet Cable for a brief moment. Shout out, Cable.
Thanos.
Thanos. Zip it, Thanos. Colossus and crew get a mission, and they want Deadpool to tag along. It's a mutant boy having a temper tantrum, and after a few moments, he is arrested. Deadpool notices some marks on the child's neck, so he kills one of the guards, and Colossus has no choice but to tell the cops to arrest Deadpool as well. We learn about a power dampening collar, which, when worn, makes the person not have any abilities. Kind of like what the name of it kind of entails.
Yeah.
So, in the prison, we see Deadpool throwing up since he doesn't have his powers. The L-cancer is killing him quickly.
Mm.
We see Cable time travel to the present, and he steals someone's pickup and rides off into the sunset.
And that's the end of Act 1?
That's the end of Act 1.
Well, my points is the... Oh, go
would you mind if, real quick, if I just say something?
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Mike King. If you guys can hear anything else in the background, I'm going to try to tweak it. But I'm pretty sure they have a live orchestra just playing out a live-action film in their our neighbor's living room.
Yeah, there's like a
So if you guys hear...
I'm hearing some, like, dubstep and then also some crazy explosions going
on. Yeah, some gunshots or something. We don't live in a bad area, but they just...
They're having the they're filming a movie. They're having the time of their life right now.
They are.
You know, that kind of reminds me of... Have you ever watched the SpongeBob episode when they get the cardboard box?
Yeah, and inside it's super loud and Squidward gets in.
Squidward, like, kicks it and everything goes, like... Just explosions. Yeah. love SpongeBob. Anyways.
It's a great, great, great show.
Back to my points.
Yes. Apologize.
No, totally fine. The James Bond introduction was amazing.
So good. Fit the theme so well.
Yeah, I love the jabs that these movies, these Deadpool movies take.
Yep. It was the same intro.
And it's, but yeah, basically the same intro as the first Deadpool. Mm-hmm. So I think they kind of were like, okay, this was kind of a good...
It worked.
It worked. It worked. It was a good idea.
Yeah.
And I loved, like, I think I saw one of them was, like, the guy that directed John Wick is in this movie or something like that. I thought that was so funny.
And also in the first one, it said for the writers, the real heroes. And on this film, it said the writers were the real villains, which is kind of funny.
Oh, little okay. Flip-flop. Yeah, that's nice. And then I wanted to jump to when Deadpool goes to Al's place.
Yeah.
And he kind of sneaks in.
Yeah.
And he finds... Or he stashed it, but he finds the cure for blindness in the Coke, which was actually true from the first movie.
Yep.
I thought that was super funny. I thought that was just like for her to, like, he was just doing like a dark joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For
just her kind to of mess with her mind.
A blind lady to search her own house to find Coke into the so cure for blindness.
That's so funny.
I want to know what he wrote in that. I mean, not wrote it. He probably did the how blind people read.
Braille,
you know.
I wonder if it was just like a set of glasses or something, like inside the cure for blindness. Yeah. It's just like really amplified glasses or something.
And then I wanted to say that Colossus is a good friend. He's a goat helping Wade out, you know?
Yeah.
I don't agree with this is your time to be an X-Men. I think that's an extreme low point for Deadpool to join the X-Men.
He's definitely trying to manipulate him a little bit.
I think you need to, you know, him to be like at the tippity top.
At the you know, we're only halfway there. Shouldn't make a Dr. Disrespect reference there. My bad. He's a bad person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
but yeah, I didn't really agree with that. But he is a good friend, helping him out.
I agree. I mean, who else is going to be there to pick up all the Deadpool's body parts?
That's what I was going
to take them home. You know?
Yeah.
It was nice of
him. I always thought about that too, because he always loses limbs and stuff. Like, what if he lost it? He's like, oh dang, he's got to restitch his whole costume up because he has multiple costumes.
I'm curious about that because there was no like real patchwork that he did after exploding himself.
Exactly, but like after when he got split in half, there was patchwork.
Yeah.
So it's like,
does he just have like a bunch? He didn't go to the X-Men Manor, so maybe they just got a crazy seamstress there.
Yeah. Like, wow.
This is crazy.
This is wild. I'm sorry, guys. A lot's going on.
There's a lot going on.
They're watching, I think, Alien.
I would not be shocked. I called that, by the way, when I was in the theaters.
Oh, yeah.
Me and someone's daughter.
And I love how Russell and Deadpool are kind of, in a way, like the same person with their like pop culture references. Mm-hmm. They kind of call out Colossus with the RoboCop references.
Yep.
When they first meet Russell.
Mm-hmm.
And they always just kind of jab at each other. Mm-hmm. They kind of know how to, like, hit each other in the field a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like, when Deadpool, I think, is like, so does it come from just the hands or elbow up?
You know? That's so funny.
I think Josh Brolin looks pretty good in this movie. I think the CGI was a little off on the arm, but I think he looked really good. He got in crazy shape.
Crazy shape for how old he is.
Yeah. And it's honestly wild because this is right in between Infinity War and Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a crazy little...
You get to see like Thanos as like a live action and then back to him being a purple
man. It's funny how they got him.
Yeah.
For Cable while this is all happening. Huge year for Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
So much money coming in.
I mean, what? Probably close to $4
billion? Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like,
about.
In a 2-year span?
And I wonder how much he got from that.
Oh, he had to have caught a. I mean, it's
hundreds of millions, right?
Hundreds of millions, you would imagine.
That's That's so
good for him.
Good for him. Good for him. I haven't seen him in a film since. He's probably living the best of lives.
Yeah, why would you?
Why would you?
Yeah.
I mean, he could probably come back as Thanos, but you really want that?
Yeah.
It's probably going to happen because somebody else big came.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that soon.
Yes.
I wanted to go back to the trainee scene mm-hmm. when we first meet Russell.
Yeah.
And kind of Deadpool kind of goes on a reference from the first movie. He's like 4 or 5 moments.
Oh, yeah.
And then he think Colossus is like, oh my gosh, is he going to do it?
This is happening.
And then Deadpool's like, for somebody to do the dirty stuff that nobody else do. And he just goes on a pedophile killing spree.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with that. But
I mean, yeah, we should definitely erect public executions for pedophiles.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of getting a little overboard nowadays, too. I feel like a lot more people are getting caught.
Oh, yeah.
Dr.
Disrespect.
Dr. Disrespect. There's a lot of famous people getting caught.
Yeah, it's rough.
Epstein's list hasn't came out.
Of course not.
I'm sure if that list ever came out, this whole world would be...
just in shambles.
In shambles.
Yeah.
Anyways, back... We're going to step away from reality here.
Back into the MCU.
but I do kind of agree with Deadpool's way of thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't feel like they shouldn't exist.
And I think that's kind of just my way of like, for most Marvel movies, they want justice and mm-hmm. all this stuff.
Follow the law.
Yeah. And I think now, in my view of things, I'm kind of tired of that. Like, just kill the dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Just get it over with.
Clean.
Yeah.
It's pure.
That's fair. I mean, he's definitely not getting
up.
It's effective.
Won't happen again.
It won't.
There's no rehab. Will he get better? Will he not?
Yeah.
No, he's not going to get better.
No, he's not.
6 feet in the ground. Okay?
Yeah.
I
agree with you.
Anyways. And then I think this is... I didn't catch this. I don't know if you guys knew this. This is a Marvel podcast. This is my job. I should know this, but I didn't.
you know what?
But the man talking first things first. The man talking about the toilet paper and the Huggies Natural Care wet wipes was very right.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys ever had wet wipes before. I get these things called Dude Wipes. Stellar.
They got
mint smell.
Okay.
They're nice.
Okay.
But you go with the toilet paper.
Okay.
Okay.
Get the debris,
yep. And then you roll in, and how he said it was beautiful. He said the main course was the wet wipes.
Yep.
Clean it all up, you know. Yep. It's a little moist down there, so you go back down there with the toilet paper.
Of course.
Haven't got it enough, maybe get an air dryer.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just fully invest in a bidet.
A full-on bidet.
I highly recommend. They're amazing. They're not really popular in the America world, but... No. Anyways, back to the wet wipes guy.
Yeah.
That was actually Matt Damon.
That was Matt Damon.
I did not even... first of all, killed the accent. Doesn't look like him at all.
No.
And apparently, nobody knew that it was actually Matt Damon on set besides Matt Damon and Ryan Reynolds. Because they talked it over.
They talked it over, funny.
I believe, at dinner.
I believe so.
Matt Damon thought it was a great idea.
Yep.
And... I thought that was amazing.
That's so funny.
And it's funny how nobody knew.
Nobody. Like, could you imagine? He's like, okay, like, I, you know, big movie. I'm working on, you know, I'm working with Ryan Reynolds, huge. I'm working with Josh Brolin, massive.
Yeah.
Like, some really big actors.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just like, you see Matt Damon and you're like, what?
And have you seen the movie Dodgeball before?
Of course. If you could dodge a ball, that, or dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball.
The other actor was the, forgot his name, but he was the pirate guy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's cool.
I didn't know that. I wonder if he knew.
He's in SpongeBob as well.
He is in SpongeBob.
Just throwing that out there. Yeah.
I wonder if he knew it was Matt Damon.
That'd be cool.
But it
little inside joke.
Yeah, it does not look like him at all.
No.
I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, they did a really good job.
Yeah. But that's the end of my points.
Okay.
Act number uno.
Uno. Well, we're going to skim through mine because none of mine are really that enticing.
Yeah.
So, first one being is that Deadpool is still getting the cards from the bar. Like, still getting paid for it, I guess. This is crazy, bro.
I hope you guys could hear this.
There's no way you can't.
Get down.
No, man.
Flashback.
But yeah, he's still getting the cards from the bar. So that's...
He needs money.
Needs money. And I mean, we talked, we had this discussion a while ago about how, you know, superheroes really don't get paid. So I guess like, it is a nice way of getting an income. And now he's international. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going
all over. But he threw the card away.
Yeah, now, don't you need that to like cash it in?
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe he just like, maybe he just wants to clean up the streets. Maybe. He's doing, you know, 4 or 5 months cleaning it all up for what other people want to do.
Great job there. That's nice.
So maybe that could be it as well. I don't know. But, I mean, especially in this economy, if Vanessa's not working and she's just, like, you know, hanging out at the cribbo.
No, she's still probably a
I mean, stripper. She'll still be in a stripper?
I mean, she's not technically a stripper. She was
a prostitute.
She works at a strip club, but she is a prostitute, actually.
That's what she was. She sold her body for money.
So we can't say it now.
I'd like to think we're hopefully more than 10 minutes in. Okay. I hope not.
So she was a prostitute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. But at the strip club, she was a bartender.
Yeah. Server type thing.
Server, yeah. Yeah.
Those
are always the hottest. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
But they're always the hottest. And it pisses me off.
it's valid. One thing I actually really did enjoy was Deadpool. I want to say Ryan Reynolds. Deadpool roasts Passion of the Christ. He was like, they beat us by this much, but we beat them overseas where religion doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And that is full, honest truth. Like, they beat them by, like, I think it was like $8 million, mm-hmm. which is insane. Also, I mean, you got to tip your hat to Passion of the Christ. Very old movie. And it was over 783.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's not bad.
Good for them.
Granted, you know. But especially back in the day when religion was a lot more popping. Yeah. It's kind of hard to not go see the movie about Christ.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like,
that was the Iron Man back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, we want to go see Jesus?
We want to go see Jesus? So I guess Deadpool also has a spider sense, which I thought was unique.
Yeah.
A
lot of similarities. Just not a lot of this, you know? kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
In this movie.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing.
The way he kills Sergio, the one thing I really enjoy about the Deadpool movies, and do not take this in like a weird statistic way, I'm not a weird person.
Especially, continue.
Yeah. But I feel like what the Deadpool movies do really well is have like creative ways of like killing people. Is like the best way I can describe it. And he just hugs Sergio, walks into the road, and just gets hit by a car.
Yeah.
Like, you could have just killed him, could have shot him, broke his neck or something. But it was just so creative.
That is a very creative one, but once you said that, one immediately came to my mind.
Oh.
From another
movie
that's insane. How do you even think of that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, they really, you know, put the time and effort into it.
Yeah.
Same intro as Deadpool 1, which I loved the whole, I think I already said this earlier, but, you know, just like making fun of everybody that worked on the movie, which was awesome.
And I like the intros to all of Deadpool movies.
Yes.
Where
yes, they're all great.
It's kind of like it jumps ahead, and then he has to like kind of reel you back in.
Every single movie, it starts like halfway through the movie, and then you have to go back and watch how he got there.
Which I really like, and then it always ends with him there. All cut up.
Yeah.
And I love that.
That is a lot of fun. Yokio, just great. Mm-hmm. Love her. What a fantastic character.
Hi, Wade. Hi, Yokio.
I loved how, obviously, from the first film, there's a lot of, you know, nods to the X-Men and Wolverine and everything like that. And even in this one where he's in the X-Men manor, and he was like, how is it only you two here? Like, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
And, like, as, like, they, like, turn the camera to Wade, and behind him, Beast, like, shuts the door. And there's, like, all of the X-Men characters. And it come to find out that I believe that was actually filmed for, like, Dark Phoenix.
Mm.
And they sent the footage over to them so they could use it, which I thought was kind of cool. Just, like, a weird... could you imagine landing the X-Men plane?
Dude, I was thinking that, too. Like, how do you...
That sounds miserable.
Find the room.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what if
you can't... The Quinjet's kind of small.
Yeah.
That thing is a SR-71 Blackbird.
Like, what if he can't find the room? Do you jump out? Only some people can jump out and do a superhero landing.
That is true. Deadpool, terrible for the knees.
Deadpool, for sure, he can.
He did.
But he, from that height, he's gonna have, you're going to have to give him time to recover.
Yeah, he's definitely breaking bones. He's going to have to...
You know?
One of those. And then my last point here is just the fact that he signed Ryan Reynolds on the Hugh Jackman Wheaties box is, once again...
A lot of phenomenal Wolverine amount. Foreshadowing.
I wonder if he gets that third one with him.
Yeah.
A third movie with him.
I know, I wonder.
I just, we got these custom made. Same thing with the...
Custom.
Yeah, these are all just...
Great, just a great title, you know? Great little marketing. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Wolverine will ever get back in the saddle.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I have for you.
All right. Well, let's jump right into Act Two.
Number two. Shall we?
All right. Act Two. We see two large doors that say maximum security cell. And Deadpool says the prison keeps the monster in the basement.
Sure does.
Foreshadowing. Cable watches the news and knows that Russell has been arrested. Russell and Deadpool are pressed during lunch, and Russell sticks up for Deadpool, but he swiftly is taken care of.
Yeah.
With a pen, which is tough.
That is tough. And where it was hidden.
And I want to point this out. I don't have this in my notes real quick. Delusion out of Russell. Yeah. I loved it back there. You were like, none of that happened. None of that happened. You got socked in the face twice. And Deadpool got stabbed with a pen.
That was so funny. That was so funny. That is literally kids, though.
Yeah.
That was like a small squabble. Like, bro, like, we were so good back there.
Like, I understand why Deadpool, back to this point, mm-hmm. on this next one, would be so triggered at him.
Yeah.
Back in their cell, Deadpool asks Russell to leave him alone and let him die peacefully.
Rightfully so.
Cable breaches the prison and enters, taking out any guards he sees.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely took out any guard he saw.
Definitely
and
did.
And that gun is unbelievable.
That's Audi.
The cell doors are open as Cable lobs a grenade at Deadpool in Russell's cell. But luckily, they escape.
Escape.
Cable greets Russell, which confuses Deadpool, so Deadpool decides to protect Russell as much as he can. Cable ends up shooting Deadpool's power dampening collar, and he gets his powers back. Welcome back, superpowers. And the fight begins. Cable gets the upper hand and takes the coin Deadpool gave Vanessa in the beginning of the movie.
Yep.
It's so messed up.
I just kind of fucked.
I mean, I would have at least said, like, my girl gave me that, because then he would understand.
Oh, see, I don't know.
I don't know.
Especially this early on in the movie where Cable, like, he doesn't like him.
Yeah,
like, he doesn't want the team up, you know what I mean?
That's true. Deadpool tells Cable he doesn't care about Russell as much as a distraction, but Russell doesn't know that and runs away heartbroken that his friend would say something like that.
Yeah,
that
is kind of disrespectful.
A little heartbreaking, but kind of deserved it.
And also... he's so young. It's like you don't see the full picture here. He is yapping. And he's stalling to pull this grenade.
Yeah.
Like,
what's this do? You
know? Yeah.
Yeah. Just a youngin', not understanding the real world yet. You know? Deadpool once again sees Vanessa and realizes he has to protect Russell so Vanessa will allow him into heaven with her. I have a point about that. That would be fully triggering. That's going to be in Act 3. Another fight breaks out in the prison, so Russell sneaks off to talk with the monster in the basement to befriend him.
Yes.
Deadpool and Weasel start interviewing people for a team to stop Cable and protect Russell, and they end up with 6 members. Mm-hmm. Peter. Cable kidnaps Weasel, and he folds, telling Cable everything about their plan and everything he knows about the mutants transferring prisons.
Let me stop you there. I'm not going to make it to one. Yeah. I also get nervous boners. I have one right now. Please don't look at it.
He definitely looks at it.
He definitely does.
X-Force starts their plan, but only one person who survives is Domino, and she's able to get control of the convoy. Cable gets onto the convoy, but finds Russell, but Deadpool shows up to fight again to protect Russell.
Yes.
Russell escapes, his box and releases the Juggernaut. The Juggernaut punches the ground, which causes the bridge to collapse and a large accident to happen. Juggernaut rips Deadpool in half, and Russell tells him he is going to kill the headmaster.
Yes. Phenomenal act two.
Thank you. It was rough, but we got there.
We got there. It's what matters. You kind of brought it up as you were reading it, but I just love how Deadpool, when they were talking about the monster in the basement, he says it's right next to the steaming bowl of foreshadowing. And I remember it from Deadpool 1, but after you made your point about how you love when the movies do that, I felt like I was just consistently locked into every single one of those.
Yeah.
And they also made it a lot easier in this film.
A lot easier.
Steaming bowl of foreshadowing. Yeah. That was really funny. I kind of disagree with your take of earlier that Cable does look great, but I think he could have looked a lot better. I just feel like the makeup that they did wasn't phenomenal. Even comparing him to like Terminator, I feel like Terminator looks better, and that was a much older film. But he does look cool, and I like that.
I do. I'm sure those the way they got him put together was a little bit more practical.
Yeah.
And I know I'm a big stickler sometimes on CGI, but absolutely. I think CGI would have definitely been a little better here.
I agree with that.
For bulking him up.
Yep. Between that, and then you could have added some some sort of movement into the arm.
Yeah, there was, but you don't notice it.
Yeah.
You see it, you know the scene where he it's crazy that he does this. It's like a Hulk, what Hulk does. He sticks his arm into the building and goes all the way down.
Oh, yep.
But when you look into his arm, it's moving.
Yeah.
But.
So yeah, that is true. It does have that. But I don't know. I just feel like you could have made it even better.
It's
almost throwing some RPG or something.
Yeah. There's a lot of.
RGB.
RGB. There's a lot of sound effects.
Yeah.
In that arm. They included that.
That is true. Deadpool says that this ends with him dying of L cancer and Russell winning the award for Icebox's softest mouth. We talk about how that has got to be it is an insane thing to say to a child.
That is very
insane. It's insane. It's unlucky because it's true. The Winter Soldier reference, fantastic.
Fantastic. There's a lot of good references in this movie.
Staying with that theme, the DC reference was also kind of funny. Are you sure you're not from the DC universe?
Yeah.
How dark you are.
And another one is with this collar on, I'm basically Hawkeye. Just give me a bow and arrow.
Yeah. Question for you.
Okay.
Do you think that they feed Juggernaut more food in the prison or the same amount of food that all the other inmates get?
I want to say probably the same amount, but that's just not.
That's not right.
And then, I feel like you would have to feed him more so he won't have anger management problems.
Yeah, that's got to be triggering.
Because the bang's really loud.
Yeah.
When he does somehow whatever
just
he
moves,
does.
Just moves, I guess.
Yeah.
I can't believe that Brad Pitt was Vanisher. I remember being in theaters watching this movie, and when you see him for that split second.
Brad Pitt?
Dude, literally. So I end up because he also has weird sideburns.
Yeah.
And you're I don't know if that looked like him, but you don't see him for long enough
it's
to
so
know.
It's so quick.
Yeah. So I remember I freaked out in theaters and then went home and did my own research.
Yeah.
And I was holy shit, that was Brad Pitt. That's insane. The CGI of Domino running into the convoy and getting control of it was also a little to me. It just felt it almost wasn't rendered fully.
Mm.
It just looked a little plasticky is the best way I can describe it.
Yeah.
It was a really cool sequence, and it was a Rube Goldberg machine where you do one thing that causes this thing that causes this thing. So that was cool. Deadpool does the X-Men Origins thing where he spins the blades around to block all the bullets.
Yeah.
And the X-Men Origins, he's successful. And this one,
not so much. I love the side view, too. You see the blood just shooting out.
Shooting out of him. And he stops, and there's just holes all over.
Yeah.
He's ow. And speaking of ow, I do feel they made Deadpool, feel more in this movie.
Yeah.
You hear a lot more ows, and that hurts, and ouch, and whatever. that I don't remember really hearing much in the first film.
And I have a point about that. I'll just kind of tack along.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more so when he doesn't have his mask on.
Yeah.
It would be weird for him just being having a straight face.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of taking the blows. So it's kind of I think, better for the audience to see him in pain. Mm-hmm. But I do agree, like, he definitely is a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking
for? Like, vocal about
about his injuries. Yeah.
So that is odd.
Yeah. But I enjoy it.
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
And it does make, it is kind of fun, because, like, I don't know about you guys, but, like, I'll do something that doesn't actually hurt, but I'll say, like, ow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll, like, I don't know, smack my hand on a counter, and I'm like, ow. That didn't even hurt.
I feel like when you first get those type of powers, you definitely can still feel it, and it definitely hurts.
Yep.
But, like, for normal human beings, like, pain is so much. But when you get it so much, your body's going to get used to it.
Yeah.
Build a tolerance. So it's going to hurt, but it's not going to be like... Like, he's able to say, ow, to fucking 6 gunshots.
Being shot. Yeah.
To the chest. You know? Yeah. When... If I got shot 6 times, I'd be screaming or just on the floor.
You're built different, bro. You'd wear it.
Okay, yeah, I'm wearing it.
Yeah. What are you talking...
Adrenaline's kicking in.
Yeah.
I'm tackling the shooter.
Absolutely.
I'm the hero. I die a hero.
Obviously. Well, you don't necessarily
die a hero.
Really pushing for that. I'm dying for this.
No, because if it hits the spine, I don't want to be.
No
offense to the, I don't want to be in a wheelchair.
That's valid.
Okay. I like my legs. I like moving around. I like being active every now and then. You know, I don't want to be in a wheelchair.
That's a bad line, too.
I mean, I'll be in a wheelchair if I can move my upper body.
Okay. So you don't want to be like a full-on paraplegic. Just gaming.
Got one.
Got
two. That's fine. You know?
You can still do a lot of
stretch the legs that. Out, because I think I have to, like, massage the muscles.
I think so.
So that's fine.
Yeah.
That's cool. But if I can't, you know, I have to do this. Okay, this is going to mess up.
Crazy.
Oh, actually, never mind. Neuralink.
I was going to say.
Take it.
That dude's got, like, he plays games now.
Yeah.
So, and he said it's kind of like a cheat code.
Yeah, I'll be aimbot.
That's crazy, because you just look at their heads. You don't even have to aim now. You're just like him.
That's
him,
insane.
Him.
Like, looking everywhere. Yeah. Like, oh, there's loot right there.
Yep.
I mean, look.
Collect.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
Anyway,
that's just insane to think about.
Yeah. But, you know, if Elon is like, I have trust in Elon, but you never know. Somebody could have a crazy dark side to just take over the world, and we're just
we're just robots for Starlink.
Anyways, getting
the worst of the companies.
Getting a little dark here.
That's all I have for you.
That's all I have.
That's
all you have. Sorry.
Yes.
Well, my thoughts for Act Two, to the prison scene. When Cable first arrives, Deadpool's defending Russell. Cable's like, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
And Deadpool, perfect timing, amazing, says,
I'm Batman.
I don't know how they were able to pull that off.
I don't know either.
But they probably just threw
a little residual.
A couple mil.
Yeah.
A little profit.
Yeah, what are we going to do? Real quick, I didn't write this down, but like Deadpool's collar gets shot and then he falls off like the railing. Dude, what a horrific fall, dude. Smacks his head, breaks his back. Like, just so atrocious.
His body would be ripped in half. His torso was so long, bro.
Yeah. It was crazy. I just, like, I watched it and I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, that one hurt.
Yeah. but, yeah, I thought that was super funny. We pointed out about he's a little bit more vocal about his pain.
Yep.
And I wanted to jump right to the recruiting scene.
Yep.
Domino's great. Don't remember any of the other names. I know the one of them,
Peter,
can mess with the electricity.
Yep.
In your head.
Terry Crews.
Fields. Yeah, Terry Crews' character.
Yep.
The something Zeist, Zoltergeist.
Zeitgeist. Yeah. He
spits acid. Yeah. But Peter, come on. He's
in the, real OG.
The best one. Domino... I
love their banter during the interview.
This is somewhat not really a spoiler, just kind of a heads up. She's not in Deadpool 3 or Deadpool and Wolverine. Just
okay.
Letting you guys know.
Okay.
I wish we see her in Deadpool and Wolverine.
I would like to see it.
But we'll probably see her more.
I hope so.
Because you kind of gave me some information that I didn't know that Josh Brolin signed for
four movies as Cable.
So maybe we'll see her then.
Hopefully.
We never know.
Yep.
And I love the Brad Pitt scene, like you said.
Yep.
And I love the Deadpool baby leg scene.
Dude.
And I love how he's...
so funny.
Weasel's like, you're just doing that. You're just...
Sure-cocking it.
Sure-cocking it, you know? And then when Cable comes in, he like crosses his legs, holding the gun.
Yep.
And then I forgot what he says, but he's just... Cable's like, is that really necessary? And he's like... You know, and you see his little pecker in the mid-seat. So funny.
So funny.
And then we finally get to see Juggernaut full effect. I think he was really good in this movie. I actually really enjoyed his comic, I would say, accurate size.
Yep.
I think he looked fucking fantastic.
He looks fantastic.
I don't know if this is true.
Okay.
I forgot to point this out in our briefing.
Oh, of course.
But the same information I got for Matt Damon.
Yep.
In the cameo. Juggernaut. Oh. Was voiced by Ryan Reynolds.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that one.
That's
insane.
I don't know if that's 100%, but if that's true, that's amazing.
That's crazy.
So
that's crazy.
That would be really funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to rip you in half now.
I'm just such a big fan. He starts naming off the comic books.
Because I don't know if the actor, but the reason why I don't think that could be true is because, like, didn't the actor say he's not coming back? Oh, wait, he...
No, that wasn't the same.
Yeah.
So...
But, okay, so it wasn't the same. Okay, so it's not the same.
Mm-mm.
Okay, got you. Mm-hmm. So that was Ryan Reynolds voicing.
It could be.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a fun
That's crazy,
fact.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys knew that.
I definitely didn't.
I had no idea.
And I'm usually the facts and stats kind of guy, so
yeah.
I like so, stuff like that.
Looper.com is where I got that information.
That's a good place.
So usually their stuff's pretty accurate.
Yeah. Looper, IMDb.
IMDb.
I swim. I hang out on those websites
yeah,
often.
Yeah. But I thought that was a cool little fun fact.
It is. It's also a good movie.
It is a good movie. Another one. Oh, I thought it was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually. Never mind.
I was gonna say I think that would have been the last. So worked out great. Good
worked
catch.
Out great. Thank you.
Phenomenal.
Act two is done.
Act
on
two.
To act three.
Act number three. I'll be ready.
1 out of 10. How, like, good is this production for Deadpool Wolverine? Like they're advertising. You think?
Great.
I think it's really good.
Yeah.
I would give it a solid 10 out of 10.
I think I would as well.
The lid is really like
the lid does something for me.
It's really something special.
Yeah.
These are great. If you guys seen any of the other merch, it's really cool.
Yeah.
There's like a huge like I think Deadpool movie theater seat. It's a full ass drink. It's huge. It's like this big.
Oh yeah, it's a baby pool.
Yeah, we saw somebody buying that.
Yeah.
There's some Funko Pops. I think that's what they're called.
Yep.
I just wanted to talk about it. Yeah. I think it's really cool.
It is cool. And we'll touch more on it when we hit the Marvel news.
Yeah, yeah.
Act three. Deadpool goes back to Blind Al's house to regen his legs when Domino, Dopinder, and Weasel all show up.
Mm.
Cable shows up shortly after with a deal to try to stop Russell, but Deadpool gets an opportunity to try to get Russell on the right path instead of just killing him, and Cable agrees. Dopinder takes the group to the X-Men Manor to try to convince Colossus and crew to help, but he doesn't reply, so they leave. Deadpool and the group show up shortly after Juggernaut and Russell show up to the orphanage to try to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
Juggernaut fights all three of them as Russell goes inside to track down the headmaster. Colossus shows up to help, and he starts fighting Juggernaut, so the rest of the team track down Russell. As Russell is about to kill the headmaster, Deadpool shows up to stop him. Ellie... It's her name, by the way, aka Negasonic Teenage Warhead. Only got to say it once now. And Yokio show up to help Colossus finish off Juggernaut.
Hi, Yokio.
Hi, mate. Russell does not listen to Deadpool, so he decides to put on a power dampening collar and tell Russell that he is going to kill anybody. It will be him. We're back.
We're back.
All right. Cable decides to shoot Russell, but Deadpool dives in the way, saving Russell's life, but killing Deadpool in the process. Deadpool finally gets to go to heaven and gets through the force field between him and Vanessa, and after a long kiss, she says that he cannot stay there. Cable realizes what he has to do and uses the last of his fuel to go back to when they arrive at the orphanage and puts the coin where he shoots Deadpool on his body, and then they fast forward where Cable shoots him and it doesn't kill him. Deadpool survives the shot and he thanks Cable for using the last of his fuel to save his life. Got an end credit scene where Ellie fixes Cable's time travel device and Deadpool uses it to clean up the timelines, which means killing Weapon X and X-Men Origins, killing Ryan Reynolds for accepting the Green Lantern movie, mm-hmm. and most importantly, saves Peter from the X-Force.
Most importantly. You Fair have enough. To.
You have to.
Peter! Walk away!
Walk away!
Oh, good. I was...
It was kind of scary.
It was kind of scary.
is the end of Act 3.
The end of this beautiful film.
Absolutely sensational.
Can't wait for the third one.
I know. I heard it got pushed back again.
Ah, hate to see it.
Yeah, I'm a little upset about it.
Hey, if you guys want to take our merch...
Merch ideas, yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Just give us, like, 85% residual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would really help out the program.
That would really figure out the whole
Because I feel
program.
Like, you know, these could get really overpriced.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, just, like, maybe even, like, a cup and a tin.
$70, maybe?
Yeah, 70.
70, 75?
Yeah.
Anyways, back to my points. I thought Juggernaut was really good in this movie.
Agreed. 1,000%.
But I thought it was really funny, kind of after the fight scene, after they kind of saved the day.
Yep.
When Deadpool's dying.
Yeah. Most Deadpool was, way yeah. Deadpool way possible.
Which was super funny.
Yep.
Thought it was so funny. He's like, say fuck.
Dude, come on, do it for me.
Come on, 1, 2, 3, fuck. I thought it was super funny how he even said it too.
Yeah.
It was just like super like. Unorganic coming out of Colossus' mouth.
Absolutely.
And I hope he makes like other characters we see in his future films, maybe Avengers or Secret Wars or
something.
I hope he makes like Spider-Man. That would be so
funny. That'd be so funny.
If he said fuck or something.
Just like tainting like the innocence of yeah. Spider-Man.
Yeah. He's made a couple big name characters say some crazy things.
That is true.
So, but yeah, I hope he does that because it's really funny to see like characters that are so like
PC,
yeah, kind of break that character,
yeah.
And I wonder if I would be pissed if this is kind of going back to after the whole fight scene. It was great scene. Juggernaut kind of. mess with the team, mm-hmm. throw them around a little bit.
Yeah.
The Colossus and Juggernaut fight was really good.
For it, get ready for a big CGI fight.
The music was on point.
Oh. Holy shit balls.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
But the CGI fight is like, who's not the fire? Who's not the fire?
Yeah.
I don't know the chorus or the
I don't either.
I know fire was in the lyrics.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was really great. But, then Deadpool eventually dies. Cable
yep.
goes back in time
yep.
to put the high-grade lead coin
yep.
That Vanessa or Deadpool gave Vanessa
yep.
Into Deadpool's chest.
Yep.
And I would be pissed at Cable for bringing me back. I'm not going to lie. I don't think he remembered getting brought back.
But Deadpool?
He
did. Because remember he says, thank you for like using the rest of your fuel to save my life.
Yeah, but he didn't remember like right at that time, like Cable did.
Oh, okay. You know what I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if he did, I'd be pretty mad.
I mean, I think yes and no. Because, I mean, he's now got a family. Family's no longer an F word for Wade.
Yeah.
So he's got that going. And it's not like Vanessa's going anywhere. You know what I mean? And it's still, it seems like he can get his hand on a power collar. So That's if he true. Really wants it, you know, he can always just...
That is very true.
Go back to the beginning of this film with the power dampening collar on. You don't wear
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But if I had, like, remembered in the moment...
Oh,
getting
yeah.
brought back. And I
just
didn't
Just right
have,
after getting a kiss with the love of
also,
your life.
Also, and I didn't have... I wasn't ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It was weird when he got pushed through, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, I forgot that's what you looked like.
Yeah. This is actually funny. I wonder if Cable will come back at any point.
Yep.
Because
seeming like it's, it will.
Seeming like he will.
I don't know if they have to honor that deal. I just know the contract, from my understanding, was a four-movie deal. But they could always just be like, yeah, we don't want to
way in the future.
Yeah.
Give them time and make the character a little bit better.
Yep.
I don't know. There's some really good deleted scenes that I feel like should have been included in this movie.
Okay.
Like when Deadpool goes to kill Adolf Hitler. Baby Adolf Hitler.
Don't remember that.
That's
insane.
Have you seen this? The deleted scene?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
I'll have to check that out.
He's like, oh, this is crazy. Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And then he's like, maximum effort. And it cuts. And then it goes back. And he's like, oh, no wonder why you're so angry. Nobody was loving you. And then like, oh, no wonder why you're so angry. Nobody changed your diaper. And he's like, kind of like caring for Hitler. I thought that was really funny. I wish that was funny. Kind of in the actual
movie.
Made the final cut.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to touch on the post-credit scene, especially the X-Men origin post-credit scene.
Yep.
Is it me? This is kind of like a Mandela effect.
Yes.
But is it me or... Because when in this post-credit scene, he doesn't talk about when he's talking to Wolverine, he's like, "You're gonna hang up the claws.
Yep.
Your old buddy Wade is gonna ask you to get back on the saddle,
yep.
and you're gonna say yes."
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen. He kills his old character.
Yep. Weapon X.
And he's like, "Sorry, just clean up the timelines."
Yep.
Shoots him. The full mag.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Which was crazy.
I fully remember it.
I remember, and I like looked it up, and it just says post-credit scene. It doesn't say like extended post-credit scene.
Theatrical credit scene.
Yeah, like nothing.
That's so odd.
Maybe they took it out.
Maybe.
Or it was just never there, and I
just imagined it.
Imagined it.
Or we're just from a different timeline.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you guys remember the post-credit scene being that full thing, or do you remember it just him saying cleaning up the timelines? I thought that was really interesting.
That is odd.
And I'm really bummed. I do appreciate him, like, joking about the Green Lantern.
Yeah.
But it was a good movie.
It was a good movie, man. It was a good movie.
I don't understand the hate. And where did I don't even see the hate, really. Every time I see people talking about Green Lantern, they're like,
I mean, when the movie came out, I definitely saw some. I feel like it's older now.
I think it was more so for this type of audience. I think maybe back in the day when it came out, it wasn't fit.
Definitely,
But now it's, like, kind of... grown pretty well.
I would agree. I liked it though from the beginning.
Just the green mask was not it.
Yeah, that was an L.
That if he just it was not it. With the white eyes.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
It was so odd looking.
It was very odd looking. But the suit was good.
Looked cool. All of the things that they like created.
Yeah.
Was really cool. I wish there was a little more versatility in that movie though. Because he's a fighter pilot, it's a lot of plane references for him.
Yeah.
Which I understand, but also, do some cooler.
That's what he meant,
Blake Lively?
Lively, believe it or not.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's pretty cool.
They met on set, and that's where their love for each other...
blossomed?
Blossom. X-Force.
X-Force.
But that's the end of my thoughts for Act 3 in this movie.
Okay. Well... I love the fact that they just taped Deadpool's suit back together after being ripped in half by Juggernaut.
Mm.
I thought that was... I mean, obviously, there was a question that needed... it just looked weird. So it was just, and it's so much duct tape. It's so funny. Deadpool calls Cable Thanos. Obviously fantastic.
Zip it, Thanos.
When Yokio shows up when Colossus is fighting Juggernaut...
Great character.
She has a phenomenal suit. And also just, the little, I don't know what the fuck she does.
So she, I don't know her powers.
I don't either.
Electricity, in a way.
I don't know if it's, a power thing or she just has, a cool weapon. But she's, doesn't have powers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If she's, a Black Widow.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. The thing was...
She killed it, though.
She killed it. That's what I know.
She really helped out.
Yeah.
She was the main... And then I've never understood Ellie... Not gonna say the name. Her powers.
I don't have enough just air does this. In my oxygen.
And her powers were different. This movie, they're it was gray instead of orange.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that?
I did. which I thought was odd.
Yeah.
Massive plot hole throughout the entire film.
Yeah.
Why don't they, like Deadpool or Cable, why don't they just kill the headmaster? So then Russell can't, and then Russell will never get a taste for the blood.
That's what I was thinking the entire time.
Yeah. Like, do you think maybe, like, if they kill the headmaster, he still would have killed, like, the guards or something?
Or at least, like, at least ask the question.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, Cable, what happens if we do this instead?
And Cable would give you
an answer. At least something.
But
yeah.
They didn't even talk about it.
Yeah. Which, kind of whack.
Yeah, that pissed me off.
That, like, was weird.
Because Deadpool easily could have just went...
Yeah, at any time.
They didn't even... Oh, they did kill him. Dopinder did.
Dope, yeah. And that's actually my last point here, yeah. Is that Dopinder... Or, sorry, Deadpool calls Dopinder Brown Panther, which is an insane thing to say.
You know what's crazy, too? He says that, but he calls Cable racist the entire...
The whole movie.
The whole movie. He whole doesn't movie. Do anything racist.
Can you turn off the music? You will do absolutely nothing. Yeah. How dare you, colonizer? But that's it for my notes in Act 3. Pretty short. Didn't have to. I mean, half of the ones we already talked about, so...
Yeah, pretty short notes for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just a good overall film. I didn't see it, sorry. But yeah, I think our heads were mostly towards another film.
Yeah.
So we were just kind of trying to find the pop culture references and all that stuff. But it was a great film.
It was.
Definitely recommend if you guys haven't watched it.
Oh, got it.
We're going to go ahead and give a... Our rating.
Our rating.
Are you ready?
I am. Give me the countdown.
3, 2, 1, go. 9. 7, 5.
Wow.
Yeah. 9 for you, really.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. It's not as good as number one, but I thought it still held the torch to the first one still.
Wow.
I thought it was really, I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Low
that,
for you.
That kind of your last point of Cable and Deadpool not killing the headmaster kind of
pissed you off.
Pissed me off.
Yeah.
Like, the plot was super easy. Like, you can easily go a different route.
Yeah.
I don't like how a plot can be, like, so open-ended.
Yep.
When they're, like, so, like, dead on this one thing.
Yep.
Like,
tunneling it.
Yeah. But I think Russell was really good. I hope we see him in more films.
Russell?
Russell. Firefist.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Just didn't do it for you, huh?
It really just didn't do it for me.
That's
it
fair.
It's funny. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Cable's good. I'm kind of backtracking on my point now, thinking about it. He was good, but I don't know. There was just something missing.
Something missing. I mean, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. I mean, there definitely was a lot left on the table to be desired.
Yeah.
In this film. But... I don't know. I mean, I'm a sucker for Deadpool movies.
It is a good, yeah.
And so I don't know. I loved it. I thought it fit the theme for the first one just as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about it.
Maybe 9 was a little harsh, but I'm going to stick with the 7.5.
You got to stand on business.
Yeah. All right. You ready for the nice little topic question?
The TQ? Give it to me.
Even though I have another movie in mind.
Okay.
It's a Deadpool movie.
Yep.
And he does end up teaming up with Cable.
He does. Okay.
So, the question is, would you like to see Deadpool team up? Who would you like to see Deadpool team up with in the future?
I mean, I think the given is got to be Spider-Man, right?
Spider-Man's a good one.
I don't want it to happen now. Obviously, but it would have been cool to see something to do with, like, Iron Man.
Yeah.
That would have been kind of funny. Or even, like, a...
A Thor?
I was kind of thinking, like, maybe, like, a... I think more of, like, a Cap over a Thor.
I was...
Because they're both, you know, like... One is actually unkillable, and the other one, like, doesn't die.
I was going to say Cap.
Yeah.
Especially Sam Wilson's Cap. Oh. He's, like, a... He's so serious.
Yeah.
And then him being good, like that, when he made Colossus say, like,
oh,
fuck, or whatever. Uh-huh. Seeing Jesus. Sam Wilson's Cap saying that type of stuff would be so funny.
That would be really funny.
It would be way better for Steve Rogers, because Steve Rogers is kind of like a super, I don't even know the word I'm looking for.
Super soldier?
No, he's like, he's super PC, like super like
family friendly. Language.
Yeah. You know?
Like, yeah, that's true.
If he said that, but I think Cap would be a good fit. Spider-Man would be perfect.
That's though. Just like that's the like I can't get my mind off of just Spider-Man. If I'm being honest,
I hope we see them in a film.
Or like a Ghost Rider. The Ghost Rider would be kind of hard.
Ghost Rider would be crazy. Maybe a Wolverine.
Wolverine would be all right. I don't know. I just don't. I don't see chemistry between them.
Yeah.
You know.
Even with all the references.
I think at this point the references are just for fun. Yeah. I don't think they'll ever execute that. I don't think
Hugh Jackman's gonna pull it off.
I don't. I mean, he hung up the claws.
Yeah, he hung up the claws.
He's dead.
He's dead.
You can't bring someone back to life.
Won't happen anymore. You know.
No.
Can't bring anybody. There's no like imaginary like time variance authority.
No.
That doesn't even exist. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I think Spider-Man.
I think I just got to lock in him, yeah. That would just be so fantastic.
But
welcome back, folks.
Welcome back, folks. Marvel News featuring Clay and Tyler.
Yeah.
We give you the latest and greatest.
Latest and the greatest.
And this Marvel News is absolutely jam-packed, ready to talk about.
Yes.
These high-flying points here. Clay, hit him with the first.
Thank you, Tyler. So the first one's going to be here that, if you guys haven't seen it, you're living under a rock here, but Robert Downey Jr. has officially been casted as Doctor Doom.
I want you to...
Go first?
Go first.
I think it's a dog shit cast. I think it's awful. I hate it. Not a fan. I'm not a fan. I don't like the idea of them reusing characters like this. I don't...
Actors.
Sorry. Yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Actors. I also don't know if I'm gonna love RDJ as Doctor Doom. I was pretty invested into the Cillian Murphy cast, so not seeing that kind of bummed me out.
I think I'm the opposite. I think Robert Downey Jr. is a very versatile actor. I think, although it's the face of Tony Stark, he's going to be able to, maybe voice or his mannerisms are going to be completely different to where it's like, yeah, he's got the face of Tony Stark, but this is a totally different person. And although I do appreciate, I do would have liked Cillian Murphy. I think he would have been a great cast. I think RDJ is a really good casting because also... Imagine the, I don't know, what Doomsday, Avengers Doomsday coming out.
Yep.
Spider-Man seeing
RDA's
character, thinking it's Tony, but it's really not.
Yep.
All those characters kind of meshing with that.
Yep.
I think that's a really cool plot twist in a way for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be good, personally.
It's not for me.
It's not for you.
But that's okay.
And then another huge... thing, and we've been also talking about this.
We have.
And we kind of, in a way, called it.
Yeah.
Russo Brothers are back for Avengers Doomsday and Secret Wars.
Yep.
I've
got two questions.
Yeah.
The first one being, I want to know, I'm curious to know like what they dropped. Because when we talked about this earlier, I was like, that's, from my understanding at least, that there's a good chance that won't happen because they told Marvel, like, yo, we're booked all throughout 2020s. Because we have so many other things we've already committed to. So I'm curious to know like what they dropped to put this onto their schedule.
Extraction 4.
Those are good fucking movies, man. I hope
right?
not.
It's Extraction 4, right?
It'd be 3.
It'd be 3?
Yeah.
Oh, Extraction 2. Yeah, sorry.
And three. Then the other question I have for this is, how many zeros do you think is at the end of that check that Marvel gave them?
Oh, and not even like, dude, not even zeros. It has to be like...
Just a blank check. There's like, you just write your number. I don't.
It's that, and they have to give them like a piece of the company, bro. There's no way. They've made Marvel so much money. We have Civil War. We have Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously the clear ones are Infinity War and Endgame.
Yep.
Doomsday and Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Those are going to be some banger films.
Yeah. We also found out from Comic-Con, talking about that, just like how much money they brought in. I believe as of Deadpool and Wolverine, with their opening weekend, they are now over $40 billion total.
That's unbelievable.
That's insane. I think it's 30 or 40. I think it's 40.
40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Actually, you might be right. It might be 30. We might be wrong here, but I think it is 40 billion, which is ridiculous. Opening weekend?
Just like overall. For that adding on to like the total revenue that the Marvel movies have made, it's now surpassing just that.
Raining in money. Just raining in money here.
Yeah. Bang right here. 30.
30.
It was 30, which 30 is billion. Insane.
Still insane.
Yeah. Now that we actually got to meet the cast and everything like that, the next two Avengers films are now titled Avengers Doomsday and Avengers Secret Wars.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous about that because I honestly love the idea of Secret Wars being two movies. And it still could be, but I feel like that would have been brought up.
Yeah.
But granted, it's like years away.
From what I saw from the Russo brothers, they need a movie to set up Secret Wars, so it kind of is.
Yeah.
In a way, just titled differently.
Yeah.
Infinity War Endgame, kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. Marvel will be... It's...
You're good.
My Rocket League team. Marvel will be revealing even more info about upcoming projects at D23 on August 9th. Yeah. They've already revealed.
They've revealed a lot.
A lot.
I mean, Hall H does not disappoint.
There's a lot that we can talk about here. But I'm curious to see what they will be revealing.
I'm thinking I know they Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts were... I don't know about... I don't know if they released a trailer for it.
They didn't.
They.
That's what I'm thinking they might do at D23.
I do know that they put the Thunderbolts title up on the screen yep. with the asterisks right next to it.
Yep.
So
and they also brought out everybody on from Thunderbolts.
Don't know what that means.
It's cool to see Sebastian Stan.
So that's probably just a different title.
I think, yeah, just subject to change.
There's probably like a character that needs like to be...
Fantastic Four.
Yeah, probably a character that needs to be involved into a previous a movie before
mm-hmm.
Thunderbolts comes out.
Yeah.
So that title can actually...
Changed. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe.
Thunderbolt Ross is probably a big part of that. I don't know.
Could be. And then next one being that Stephen McFeely, unlucky last name, brother, is rumored to be writing both new Avengers movies. He is known for the first Avenger, Civil War, Winter Soldier, Endgame, and Infinity War.
So
he cooks.
They're going to be bangers.
Yeah, he just puts fucking fire to paper, and it's just like, yeah, no, this
like
is
the Gunna music video.
Yeah, this is going crazy.
Big news. Me, personally, love it. Would have been excited for another character, but we got a glimpse of Galactus.
Sure did.
But it looked...
Who is Galactus's boy? You know what I mean? Like, it's a... We're getting him.
We're getting him.
Get a good
I
dude.
Need... Them to just absolutely, like we said,
yep.
Gunna music video,
yeah.
cook for Silver Surfer, please.
And Galactus.
Please.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the one character I want that just to be perfect. Don't mess with him.
That's so
nothing. Valid. Just come on.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm rooting you for
can you. Do it. Reed Richards, Sue Storm, Johnny Storm. I don't, the thing.
That's
please.
Fair.
You can mess with them.
Yeah.
Silver Surfer just...
I feel like that was like one of the few things that they did do properly in the past Fantastic Four.
They did
them
so good.
So I feel like they can definitely just be like, okay, nobody hated that, so we, you know, take inspiration and be like, yo, keep it in this vibe. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, they did really hate Galactus because there's a cloud.
It was just a cloud.
So it's great seeing a face.
A face. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Deadpool and Wolverine broke the box office record for a rated R opening weekend, $205 million.
So far, my call.
You are looking in
looking
the right
really,
direction.
Really good.
Yes.
This
one's just crazy.
This one's crazy.
It's just, we had to talk about it.
Yeah. And I'm actually excited to talk about this one too. There was a flying car at San Diego Comic-Con for the Fantastic Four reveal.
It was nuts,
it was
dude.
Nuts. But I want to talk about that. I love the future, the retro futurism
yeah.
that this movie is going to be
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
I love it so
yeah,
much.
It's a great
that
vibe.
Aesthetic,
yeah.
everything about it. I don't know if you guys saw it. Just kind of, in a way, a spoiler, but it was at Comic-Con. Somebody recorded kind of the teaser trailer for the movie. It looks great.
Yeah.
It looks really, really
cool. That shit's getting taken down quick, though.
Yeah.
The people that are posting it, like, it's nuts.
But the retro-futurism in that movie is top-notch. Yeah. And the flying cars.
It was just, like, they just, like, Kevin was like, well, they got to fly back to London to go back to shooting. They're like, but they're going to be flying in this. And it was just a fucking car. Just.
It kind of reminded me of Captain America, the first Avenger, when Howard Stark was revealing the flying car.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It kind of literally, it literally almost looked like the same car. Just the wheels were.
Yeah, I was going to say. That, yeah. And then last but certainly not least.
This is you, sorry.
Kevin Feige wants there to be a Disney Plus feature that shows the comic book art that inspired certain shots while watching the MCU projects. I think that'd be so cool.
I think that'd be amazing.
Like, the picture that they put for reference was, like, when Cap and Tony are clashing in Civil War, and then there's, like, the comic book one right above it.
Yeah.
It would be so cool to see that. And you could just, like, turn that off and on Disney Plus, you know? I would only have it on. But, yeah, I just think that would be so cool.
And I know we don't have this in our points at all, and I wanted to talk to you about this. So we talked about the Captain America, Brave New World trailer breakdown
in our
last podcast.
Yep.
We went to go see Deadpool and Wolverine, and we saw the trailer.
We did.
There was some stuff that weren't in the trailer.
Yeah, that was like the theatrical trailer for that.
And I saw Sam Wilson grab a desk and
huck it. I don't think that was Sam Wilson.
It was. I trust me, it was.
I mean, I'm going to take your word for it. It didn't look like it to me, is what I'm saying.
It looked like Sam Wilson hucking a table, a heavy table, very far and with some power.
Yeah.
Does he take the super serum? Is there a super serum story involved into this movie?
I doubt it. I hope not. But,
because, I mean, he's fighting Red Hulk.
Yep.
Can't do it as a normal human being. Maybe you can.
I mean, he fought super soldiers before.
Yeah. Not Hulk.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, honestly, you wouldn't like it. I think I would like it. I think it's right for him.
I just feel like it takes away from a lot of, like, Falcon and Winter Soldier, you know?
Yeah, but I think the story was that is, like, the right man can take the super soldier. Like, it like, kind of, what was the Zemo said? It, like, excels.
Yeah, whatever's in you, it just makes that.
It makes a bad man worse. It makes a good man.
Great.
Great. So I think it can only do good for Sam Wilson.
I agree with that. I think him taking it, like, it wouldn't be bad, but, like, I just, Bucky asked him, like, are you going to take the serum? And he was like, no, I never would.
Yeah.
Or Zemo or Bucky asked him that. And he was like, no, like, I don't need it. That's not me. And so that's why I'm like, I don't want him to take it because of that. And also, Captain America doesn't necessarily have to be a super soldier. You know what I mean?
But maybe there could be, like, in the movie, like, because we see him with his white suit on. Maybe he's fighting somebody that has super soldier serum. Can't really defeat him that well.
Mm-hmm.
Too good or something.
Yep.
Maybe there's time to reconsider.
That's fair. Up the ante.
But I just wanted to point that out because that theoretical, that was tough for me to say.
That's okay.
Trailer was different, and there's some new stuff in there.
Yeah, absolutely there is.
But I'm excited to see.
I'm looking forward to that film.
I am.
A lot.
Now I think I am as well.
Yeah.
Since that Kevin Feige kind of talked about it being like a Winter Soldier vibe, the suit looks
unreal, dude. Unreal. That's the shot of him going in, breaking the sound barrier when he's flying is so hard.
I hope they find like a stealth suit for him.
I would like that. I think that's kind of what that dark blue is going to be.
We need the blue shield back. The one that
Winter the stealth shield? Yeah.
That thing was so.
It was unbelievable.
I saw it for, 5 minutes?
Tops. It was horse, dude.
Yeah. That suit overall is just so good.
It's actually illegal.
That's the best. That's one of my favorite suits. Yeah. I don't know if it was the best, because Endgame suits so elite. Anyways.
Yeah.
That's the end of Marvel News.
That is the end of Marvel News here. Why don't you guys check it out right here. We got all the socials. We're talking the talks. We're talking the Instagrams. We're talking the Twitters, a.k.a. the X's. We're talking Watchers PC on everything.
Yes.
Go check us out. Gonzo, a.k.a. Tyler's been cooking over there with some fire clips. And while you're at it, if you guys are watching this on the old Tubesters, make that red rectangle a gray one by subscribing. And once you're at it, hit a little thumbs up.
Yeah.
A little confetti action. Makes us feel great about what we're doing over here. Yeah. I think that's been us.
That's it.
For the day.
Next one is Deadpool and Wolverine. Very excited to cover that.
I am as well. That'll be a great time.
And I want to ask you this now. You could probably cut it or leave it in.
All right.
Since it's a Deadpool franchise, Deadpool and Wolverine, next movie, Logan?
I'm not opposed to that.
Covering Logan?
Yeah, that could be actually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Finish that one out?
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's run that.
All right. All so right. We got Deadpool and Wolverine and then finishing with Logan.
Into a Logan.
Yeah.
Another rated R.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining, guys. See you next time.
Yeah. We've been the Watchers, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out. Peace. And butt grease.
Yeah.